Master the Art of Bullet Journaling, a Practical Guide. Search the Bullet Journal hashtag on Instagram, and you'll find over 6 million posts. That's millions of pictures showing neat white notebook pages decorated with stylish handwriting, symbols, and color-coded designs. While these images might tempt you to doodle immediately, hold back. The purpose of a bujo, short for bullet journal, isn't to fill pages with random notes you'll never look at again. It's a tool to help you focus on what truly matters. The first step? Edit your tasks before you commit them to the page. Your bujo isn't just a notebook, it's a system to help organize your life, not add to the chaos. In today's world, focus is rare. Emails, social media, and endless streaming choices can quickly distract you. Bullet journaling shouldn't add stress. Instead, it helps prioritize what's important so you can work on real goals. To get started, don't jump into journaling right away. Begin with a simple mental inventory to clear your mind. Here's how. Take a blank sheet of paper and divide it into three columns. In the first column, write down everything you're doing in both work and personal life. In the second, list the things you think you should be doing. In the third, write what you want to be doing. This process might take time, and you may need extra pages, that's okay. Once you've emptied your thoughts, you'll have a snapshot of how you currently spend your time. Look at each task and ask yourself, is it important? Is it necessary? If the answer is no, cross it out, it won't go into your bujo. Before even opening your journal, you've learned a key bujo principle. What you don't include is just as important as what you do. Simple tools and the bullet journal method can achieve a lot. To start bullet journaling, the first thing you need is a notebook. It can be any type you like, a basic composition book or a fancy leather-bound one. You can choose plain or lined paper, whatever works for you. Some beginners may wonder why they shouldn't use an app or laptop. The reason is simple, Wi-Fi is distracting. Bullet journaling is about minimizing distractions. Next, you need something to write with, like a pen or pencil. Writing by hand may seem old-fashioned, but it helps with focus and keeps you in the flow. That's all you need, just these simple tools. Bullet journaling uses flexible sections called collections. Everything in your journal falls under a collection. The main ones are the index, daily log, monthly log, and future log. The index goes at the start of your journal and serves as a quick reference guide. It helps you easily find ideas, appointments, or any important information. The logs. The index and the three logs are the foundation of a bullet journal. You can also add customized collections to track specific goals or themes. These customized collections, along with the core ones you're focusing on, form your stack. To save time, use rapid logging. This method involves short notes and symbols, so you can capture thoughts quickly without writing full sentences. It's a simple way to organize your ideas on the go. The key takeaway is that with just a notebook, a pen, and the bullet journal method, you can accomplish a lot. Quick task and event logging method for efficiency. Struggling to remember details like your boss's birthday, that email to your accountant, or the movie you watched 2 weeks ago? Keeping track of tasks, events, and notes can be overwhelming, but rapid logging makes it simple. Here's how it works. 1. Assign a topic and header. Before logging in, give your page a specific topic and a clear header. Instead of something generic like job interview, write September 7th interview for marketing director position. Add a page number 2, it's crucial for your index. 2. Organize into categories. Your logs will fall into three categories. Things you need to do. Things that have happened. Important information. For example, in a job interview log, tasks might include send HR rep, thank you email. Events could be met with HR representative. Notes might be job requires travel. 3. Use signifiers for quick logging. Each category has a unique signifier. Use a solid bullet. Mark completed tasks with an X. To reschedule a task within the month, add a right-facing arrow. If moving it to the future log, use a left-facing arrow, left arrow. Add an asterisk, to show urgency. Use an empty bullet. Record events neutrally, whether it's car trouble or promotion. This helps track habits and trends over time. Use a dash. Mark especially important notes with an exclamation point. 4. Expand with anchors. Tasks or events can act as anchors. Add detailed notes to expand on them. For example, after logging performance review with the boss as an event, add a note like try collaborating more with other departments. Flexible chaos is managed through modular systems. If you've struggled with the organization before and other systems haven't worked, you might wonder why bullet journaling, Bujo, would be any different. Here's the key, Bujo doesn't force order onto chaos. Instead, it faces chaos with a flexible, modular system. Unlike a regular diary, which gives each day the same amount of space, Bujo adapts to the fact that every day is unique. The daily log is where you note down tasks and record experiences for the day. Just write the page number and date, and you're ready to go. Don't pre-allocate space, some days may need a few pages, while others may barely fill one. Your monthly log gives you an overview of the month in a double-page spread. Left page, the calendar page lists all the dates of the month in a column, each followed by the first letter of the weekday, for example, M for Monday. Write down events, tasks, or memorable experiences beside the dates. Right page, the tasks page is where you list everything you want to accomplish that month. For tasks beyond the current month, use the future log. At the start of a new month, review your future log and transfer relevant tasks to your monthly log. Custom collections help you track specific goals or topics, like habit building, fertility planning, or side projects. Add these anywhere in your notebook as needed. The index, located at the front of your notebook, ties everything together. Reserve 4 pages for it. Use it to list collections and their page numbers. If a collection spans multiple parts of the notebook, record all the pages, for example, meal planning, pages 18 to 24, 67 to 69. If you run out of index space, continue on the next free page and make a note of the new location at the end of your original index. Task and event migration enhances focus by prioritizing. It feels great to tick off tasks on your to-do list. However, focusing only on completing tasks can hinder our overall productivity in the long run. When we're just moving from one task to the next without thought, we might miss important patterns or habits. It's crucial to pause and consider how each task contributes to our larger goals. The bullet journal goes beyond just listing tasks. It encourages deep reflection through monthly migration, where you review and prioritize everything you've recorded. Migrating tasks and events is crucial for maintaining focus and clarity. Each month end, review your current tasks. Start by checking your lists or collections. You might find some tasks you haven't completed yet, that's okay. Evaluate each task. Is it still important or meaningful? If yes, move it to your new monthly log or plans. If not, simply mark it as completed and move on. At the end of your year of bullet journaling, plan to migrate from your old notebook to a new one. This yearly transition offers a chance for thoughtful reflection. As you review your collections from the past 12 months, you'll see a snapshot of how you invested your time and energy. Now's the time to make tough decisions. Compare the life snapshot from your old bullet journal to the life you aspire to. Have you invested too much time and energy in things that don't truly matter to you? Consider which tasks, habits, and experiences you want to carry forward into the new year and which ones you'd rather leave behind. Bruce Lee, the famous martial artist, once advised, "Cut away what isn't necessary." Each time you migrate, you're following Lee's wisdom by leaving behind what no longer helps you, moving closer to what truly matters. Define goals clearly to achieve them effectively. Your bullet journal is a powerful tool for achieving your goals. Goals give your life direction and purpose. Pursuing them can push you beyond your comfort zone, exposing you to new perspectives and experiences. However, if our goals lack meaning, we're less likely to succeed. How do we set and achieve sustainable, meaningful goals? The key is to clarify and prioritize your goals to turn them into reality. Create a goal collection in your bullet journal to clarify and organize your aspirations. By listing your goals, big or small, you transform vague desires into concrete objectives. Create a timeline for achieving your goals using the 5-4-3-2-1 method. Start by identifying goals you want to accomplish in the next 5 years. Then, select goals for the next 4 months, followed by goals for the next 3 weeks. Narrow down to goals for the next 2 days and finally, Focus on goals you can achieve in the next 1 hour. Once you've set your priorities, it doesn't mean you must rigidly adhere to them forever. Especially with long-term goals, it's important to regularly check in with yourself and reconsider whether those goals still matter to you. A fun way to approach goals is through goal sprints, breaking a big goal into smaller parts. For instance, imagine your goal is to become a published author. Your sprint could be writing the first 3 chapters of a novel. This helps you test your commitment and understand the effort needed to achieve your goal. Master presence through effective time management strategies. The universe runs on strict laws, and one of them is that there are only 24 hours in a day, an unchangeable fact. However, Bujo can help you feel like you're bending the rules of time. While time is finite, our experience of it is flexible. When we're unfocused, even simple tasks can take hours. On autopilot, hours can disappear in minutes. But when we're fully present, we can achieve amazing things quickly. The key? Train yourself to stay present by using time management strategies. Do you dread certain tasks? It's easy to waste hours procrastinating, like spending 5 hours scrolling online to avoid sending a 5-minute email. A great way to fight this is with time boxing. Don't just list tasks, assign specific chunks of time to complete them. Keep those time boxes short, you'll be surprised how much focus you find when you only have 30 minutes to finish something. For larger tasks, like filing taxes, break them into smaller steps, such as gathering receipts or calculating expenses, and give each step its short time box. Another effective strategy is scheduling. The order you tackle tasks can greatly impact your success. Ask yourself, do you handle the hardest or least appealing tasks first, or do you fill your to-do list with easy, fun tasks to feel productive? Don't leave the hardest tasks for last. By the end of the day, your energy and focus will be drained, and you might not even get to them. Tackling tough jobs early makes the rest of your day easier and more enjoyable. Don't just focus on what you need to do, also consider when and how long to do it. With practice, you'll feel like you've found extra hours in your day. Your bullet journal has limitless potential. You've got the basics of bullet journaling down, your index, logs, and task migrations. You've also learned strategies like goal sprints and time boxing to turn your to-do list into a to-done list. But why stop there? Now it's time to get creative and try some hacks and add-ons that will take your Bujo practice even further. The key is that there are no limits to what you can do with your bullet journal. For example, your monthly and yearly migrations are great times to reflect on your goals and see how you're progressing. If you have a specific goal, like saving money, you can track it daily. For instance, if you're trying to bring lunch to work more often, add a column to your monthly log with a header like L for lunch and mark it each time you pack lunch. This helps you track your progress, and you might notice patterns, like staying late at work and then skipping packing lunch the next day. While a Bujo isn't traditionally a journal for deep reflections, you can easily add long-form journaling into the mix. When you fill out your daily log, you might come across notes you want to explore further. Simply change the dash symbol to a plus sign, signaling that you want to reflect on this note later. Then, once a week, you can review those plus sign notes and take time to journal about them. These are just a couple of ways to personalize your bullet journal. Want more ideas? Join the Bujo community on platforms like Instagram and Pinterest, where people share their creative ways of customizing their journals with gratitude logs, custom calendars, and more. Key points. 1. Bullet journaling helps focus on priorities by organizing tasks and clearing mental clutter. 2. Start by editing tasks and reflecting on what truly matters before writing them down. 3. Use simple tools, a notebook, pen, and flexible sections like index, daily, monthly, and future logs. 4. Rapid logging with symbols makes tracking tasks, events, and notes quick and efficient. 5. Monthly and yearly migrations help review, prioritize, and reflect on goals and habits. 6. Break goals into smaller steps and use time management strategies like time boxing for focus. 7. Personalize your bullet journal with habit trackers, reflections, and creative collections.